We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
We were shocked.
I mean, right? I was flipping through headlines yesterday and I was like, oh, what?
It's deja vu all over again.
It was just, yeah, you know what? And I think that we're all kind of raw from what happened with the church here and the big grand jury report. And it's just, so now with the Boy Scouts, we're going down the same path and it's so ugly. And this tale is so sordid because of the web of people who allegedly conspired to cover this stuff up, move people around, similar to the church.
Perversion files.
All to protect the name of the Scouts.
Disgusting.
It is.
7,000 perpetrators.
12,000 alleged victims.
We wanted to grab Alan Pear, who lives this.
I know.
One of the best lawyers in the country. Alan, when you start digging into this, how does this strike you, sir?
You know, what's interesting is we had a case years ago, my partner, against the Boy Scouts. And he got in touch with a national attorney who was handling a case against the Boy Scouts. And that attorney had uncovered this book that they had of, you know, hundreds of thousands of pages of similar to the what the church has in the secret archive.
What, those perversion files?
Yes. Yeah. And so then when my partner said he wanted to get access to those files, they quickly offered a large settlement. Mm. And required confidentiality, and that was the end of the case. The reason these cases now are coming forward is because of New Jersey and New York have changed the statute of limitations for child abuse, sexual child abuse, and they've created this window that they've been trying to do in Pennsylvania. And so all these old cases now are coming forward, and this stuff that was hidden for years is finally coming out, and it's unbelievable that there's, and I start thinking of other organizations that cater to children or to young adults,
right,
you know, that are also going to be implicated in some of these cover-ups and some of these systemic situations of sexual abuse.
You know, it makes me scratch my head. And I had a very candid conversation with a priest not that long ago, Alan, and I was asking him literally point blank, what is it about priests? Is it that it attracts homosexuality or that it's attracts pedophilia? And he was like, no, that's not it. But what is it about these organizations that are around children and breed this? I mean, it's almost always against boys, too.
Yeah, I disagree with him in the sense that this was known, the church was known as a place that where it was safe to sexually abuse children and be a pedophile.
Right.
And it attracted people with that inclination, that they attracted people with their sexual orientation,
right,
and
mm-hmm.
the proclivity to do this, and because it was a safe place to do it, you were protected, you could do this. And I disagree with the priest that told you, oh no, it didn't attract those people. It did attract those people because they knew it was safe, and they're not going to be, you know, in normal society, they're not going to have opportunities to abuse many children like this.
Hey, right. Alan, though, here's what, and then you even said when I sent you the number yesterday, 7,000 suspected pedophiles.
I don't know.
How does that continue for that long, Alan, without this thing blowing up? You think that number's too high?
I do. I do, and that's more of a gut. I wish I had more information about that. I was trying to track down my retired partner to ask him if he could remember the case that we handled, so I could go back and check our files and maybe I could see the information that he obtained from this other national attorney and give you more information about that. I don't know. It seems awfully high, Marty.
I was interested, Alan, we're talking to Alan Pear about this Boy Scout sex abuse scandal. Just so shocking and disturbing. And Alan, I was looking at, so Jeff Anderson, you're familiar with this lawyer who was really front and center.
Yeah.
So I was intrigued by one of the statements he was making that they're waiting until August for a lot of this stuff to drop because of this statute, some changes. Tell us a little bit about that. And why can't we get that done here in Pennsylvania?
Those are two questions. One, I think that that's in New Jersey. That's when it takes effect.
Okay.
The moratorium on the statute, and so that he's waiting for that.
Right.
Why can't we get this done in Pennsylvania? Well, we've had a traditionally a very Catholic legislature.
$2,000 lobbyist lawyers. Come on, man.
And so one of the reasons they've started this compensation fund is, you know, it gives lawmakers maybe a little bit of an excuse to say, "Well, we don't have to pass something like this." Look, they're doing a compensation fund to take care of these older cases, so this we really don't need to do this. And you know, it's one of the ways I think that they're persuading lawmakers not to to change the statute. And then this idea that they're going to change it with a constitutional amendment is really, I have no idea why they're talking about that. That's a lot more complicated than
that'll never happen, Alan.
Yeah,
they'll never do it, brother.
It's never going to happen.
No.
It's never going to happen. I can tell you right now.
So we've got about 15 seconds, Alan. What about Pennsylvania? Can we expect this same news out of Pennsylvania?
Nice.
I would say so, probably.
Yes.
I would say. I'm sure it's going to...
Just a matter of time.
It's going to spread because this is a system. It's not just an isolated bad apple. This is a system of the same, similar to the church, protecting abusers, pedophiles.
Moving them around, covering it up.
Right.
Yes. Alan Pear, thank you.
You're the best, sir.
Thank you. Nice to talk to you.
Love talking to you guys. Thanks very much. Thanks. Bye-bye.
He's awesome.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.